Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They like to talk about, you know, they like to say Trump's crazy. To me, that just sounds delusional on their part. You know, like mildly delusional.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here at 7:46 on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
Wildfire in California. At least one person dead.
Two.
Fourth person arrested in the killing of a Wichita couple whose bodies were found in Arkansas.
One.
New Wichita City budget proposals aimed at saving library branches and a golf course. Three big things. Stephen Dead on KNSS.
This morning, the gasoline prices in Wichita are a little bit all over the place. I mean, we saw prices in some places come down to around $2.63. That is still the low end. We see that down in the South Wichita area. However, other places, the prices can be as high as $2.67 this morning. So prices just not very stable out there. Heavy traffic right now eastbound on Kellogg, of course, in the road construction right around I-235. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny, but a 10% chance for rain today at a high of 89 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 68. Saturday, 40% chance for rain, tomorrow's high 86. Now mostly cloudy, calm, and 62 degrees. Hatman Jack still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Stop in at Hatman Jack's and be fitted for the best hat for you. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question today, right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. That's something that you can be involved in, kind of a fun thing that we do. And we're talking about early voting has begun in Sedgwick County for the primary election, which is the election day is on August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know, how do you vote? I do not vote. Got 0%.
Still at zero.
Yeah, still at zero. And, you know, I think that if people are going to, people won't admit that, I don't think. Anyway, I vote early by mail, got 11%, 1 in 10. I vote early at the election office or a satellite office, 29%, about a third. I vote on election day, 61%. There you go.
I think this just shows that our poll takers are voters.
Yep, could be. Yeah. The folks who take that poll, at Steve and Ted poll question there on KNSS is on our webpage, they are the voters.
And you know, the 70% of the public that is not engaged aren't listening to us.
That's right. They're listening or somewhere else or they're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's probably the truth. Okay. We just, KNSS breaking news, the economy grew at a slightly lower pace last year than previously believed, but Americans' saving rate was a lot higher thanks to a flood of previously unreported income. Those are some of the findings in the government's latest comprehensive revision of its report on the gross domestic product. The country's total output of goods and services. Governments each year revises the GDP figures back for 3 years, but every 5 years it conducts a comprehensive update which examines GDP figures back to 1929. All right, steep drop in Facebook pulled technology stocks lower on Wall Street Thursday.
Ooh.
Even as the other sectors climbed, Facebook plummeted 19%.
Oh.
After a warning of lower growth ahead, erasing more than $100 billion in value in 1 day. The S&P 500 slipped over 8 points, while the Dow rose about 113 points. NASDAQ slid 80 points. Facebook is reeling after experiencing its worst trading days since going public in 2012.
Right.
Market value, as we say, of the social media giant plunged $119 billion.
My gosh.
19% drop. And the collapse comes a day after the company revealed that user growth has slowed amid swirling questions about Facebook's information and use. And I guess, what was the number I saw that, what's his name, the guy who's a Facebook CEO?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg's lost about $19 billion in 1 day or something.
Ooh.
It was a tough day.
Yikes.
Tough day for Facebook. there on the stock market. It's
Someone's going to unfriend him.
No kidding. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here
Maybe
on
his stockbroker will unfriend him.
Well,
after a day like that.
They're going to get things cleared up there. Maybe they'll come back all that much today.
No, I'm sure there will be a bounce back.
I mean, the stock market goes anymore. It's just, you know, these big swings like this are not that unusual. That you know, they go in value up and down stocks. And
well, losing $100 billion of value in one day is unusual.
I'm just looking at some more copy here, and Zuckerberg, his net worth fell by roughly $16 billion in one day.
That's pretty amazing.
I think if you and I took a $16 billion hit, we probably wouldn't survive. That's a lot of money for us. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at business news. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, a look at career women today. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets, of course, today. What's on the minds of Wichita's career women? 73 professional women participating in this year's Career Women Program. They have a chance to make connections and network, but they also get a chance to share their opinions on issues specific to professional women and on how things are going in Wichita. We introduce you to the 2018 Career Women participants in the weekly edition this week. And we let you know what's on their minds. They sat in on several roundtable discussions over the past few months. They talked about communications between generations of workers, how to develop careers, and taking action to make their community better. Interesting points of view there in our weekly edition for Career Women. This week's top 25 list, residential real estate brokerages. They're ranked by 2017 residential sales volume. J.P. Wygant at the top, nearly $699 million. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, PenFed Realty next, followed by Coldwell Banker Plaza Real Estate, Keller Williams Signature Partners, and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Alliance. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It's interesting, though, to track over the past, I've been working since, well, almost half century now. And just to track the way that women have been involved in the workplace.
Right.
When I started out, there were a lot of working women, frankly, but not as many as a lot more than in my mom's day, when she didn't work outside the home at all.
Right.
But of course, Shelley, my wife, was in the workplace all of her adult life. She's now retired, but it's interesting just the impact that women have had. I'm working.
There were lots of women who were working, but they were mostly in support positions rather than positions of leadership.
Right. In broadcasting, you know, it took several years before we had a female take over a managership of a radio or TV station.
Right.
And when I first started out, there were several women who were doing sales.
Right.
But they didn't have anybody in management. Now over the years, I've worked for two female managers. So. There you go.
There you go.
And in many ways, they were much better than some of the guys I had to work with. But you know how that is.
You bet.
Okay. Today is, I don't know if you're interested in this, but today is National Scotch Day. And we're not talking about Scotch tape here. We're talking about something that's made
about the real thing, baby.
Barley, water, and yeast.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't know that I'm a big fan of that, but a lot of people are. Yeah. Ted, are you
I'm not.
Bill, go ahead, sir.
No, well, I'm not really a Scotch guy. I'm a whiskey guy, but not a Scotch guy.
Oh, okay. You like
two of my grandparents like Scotch.
Mm. So, but Bill's kind of like, Humphrey Bogart in those movies. Got a bottle of rye in my pocket here.
That's right. Yeah. Toss back a few of those.
Hey now,
National Scotch Day.
Scotch.
Thank you, Bill. It's 7:55. Stephen's Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We've got some excitement for you. We're going to update you on the California wildfires, which have turned deadly now. Ted has the latest sports.
Yep, the National Baseball Congress World Series begins in just a few hours, and we'll have a preview.
Plus entertainment news in the blur.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr will be making an appearance in entertainment news, and we'll give you a preview of the weekend's movies. Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And you've got some tickets to the NBC World Series and some Freddy's frozen custard and steak burger.
Yeah, we'll be giving that away sometime in the 8 o'clock hour.
Wow.
Stay tuned.
It'll be fun. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.